As always at this time of the morning, we chat to Soka Sibiya about what's happening on the African continent. Africa.com puts together a top 10 stories list on its website every day about what's happening in and around Africa. And Soka runs through a few of those stories making the news on the continent. Soka, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk again.
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners.
And this morning, what will we be chatting about in terms of what is going on and what is happening on the African continent? You've always got such great news coming out of Africa.
So a story that caught my eye is about zero waste farming that is happening across West Africa, more especially in Benin. So zero waste farming, for anybody that's farming, is basically, you know, how things should be done or how things used to be done. And it's now coming back to the fore, you know, as we develop as Africans, and as we realize, you know, that we've been doing these things, but we let go of what we used to do in place of commercialism, but now are going back as we are all trying to go for a greener planet. So zero waste farming is basically about making sure that you run an ecosystem within your farming practice. So a farmer in Benin has started a program to ensure this. He started it more than 20 years ago when he actually left the United States. He was studying in the United States as an African-American in the United States. Was always constantly reading about the food shortages and hunger that was happening. I think this is what the media perpetuates in the U.S. as well. And he decided to come to Benin to start this farming project. So he was given a piece of land, which was going to use as a test bed. And what he's done is that he's shown that, you know, you can have this continuous circle in terms of farming produce or greens, which that you can export and sell to the community. You can have grazing land which your animals feed on it. You can use it for fertilizer, for example, they manure. You know, that whole circular emotion in terms of this aspect feeds the next aspect in terms of your farming. And he's trained many farmers who want to start their own farms in Benin, and has expanded to places like Ghana and Nigeria. But what he says is that when he does this, it's not something new that he's come with from the U.S., but by studying how Africa used to do things. I think this is the knowledge as Africans that we sometimes don't have access to. You know, we don't have access to how we used to do things in the past, and we sometimes assume that everything came from the West. And he says that he studied what was happening on the continent and has just basically gone back to reinforce those type of practices.
Chatting this morning to Soka Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com, and telling us the positive stories about what happens on the continent. Now, Soka, you know that certain countries like Rwanda and other countries have been on the forefront of technology, and they've been able to bring a lot of technology into the everyday life of their citizens and stuff like that. Has COVID-19 sort of put a damper on that and slowed down the development of technology, or has it actually sort of capacitated that and take it to a different level?
It's actually taken it to a different level. And what has happened, we actually ran a competition on Africa.com during one of our webinars. We were looking for young people who've come up with brilliant innovations against COVID-19. So you find, for example, there was a lady in Kenya who had developed an app where it will help you book a taxi ride. And, you know, when I say taxi, I mean taxi in the literal sense that we are used to, not a cab, but the normal minibus taxi. You're able to run it at a taxi rank, for example, and it's able to tell you the times when it's the most full or the most congested, and you know when to go so that you you limit your exposure and be able to keep up with social distancing. You're finding more and more health apps actually have come up. The same in Kenya, a gaming company that used to do video games has now created its own virtual Zoom-like conference. So the way we use Zoom for online conferencing, they've developed their own Kenyan version of doing such things. So more apps are coming up. FinTech is also coming up. And the reason why is that, you know, most Africans are on mobile phones. So we used to using remittances, for example, you know, mobile penetration in Africa is one of the largest in the world. So coming up with apps that are working is not something that we're not accustomed to. We're actually more adaptable into using such things. And robots, drones, for spraying and decontamination is also been happening across North Africa and West Africa too.
And Malawi has had some peaceful elections, and it's why, you know, during COVID time, it's a difficult thing to monitor and a difficult thing to do is to get people, to run through an election situation.
Exactly. You know, Malawi has gone through an election, and this was because the first round didn't have a clear winner. And I think it's just testament to the fact of democracy. Many a times we look at African continents as if they as if governance is not a big issue. But the people of Malawi fought. It came up to a point where even the judiciary was fighting against the former president in terms of, let's do things by the book, let's do things the right way. Many reports that I saw is people tried to keep the social distance. It's not always easy in such circumstances, but they did try. And we've also had elections in Burundi as well. Before that, before the president passed away, the former president passed away, but they had already elected a new president, and he was also inaugurated last week.
And, you know, we've been at the forefront of sort of films and a number of things in the film industry, and I know that Nigeria has been very big on the film industry. Has that slowed down? Has that sort of slowly opened up and eased up as we headed along?
So due to the lockdowns, many industries were affected, and film production is one of them. So Nollywood is the biggest film industry in Africa. It really did take a knock. Some good news that have happened, though, is that Netflix Africa has partnered with one of the big Nigerian film productions called Ebony Live TV, whereby instead of feeding content from the US to an African audience, they want to now partner with an African production company to actually produce content, to find out what is it that Nigerians like to watch. Another key thing that's happened with Netflix as well is that a very low-budget movie from Zimbabwe made it onto the streaming services. And it's just showing that, you know, where things have gone down, some way it picks up again. Nollywood was used to making 5,000 movies a month. Obviously, with lockdowns, that wasn't possible, but it's picked up in other corners of Africa in terms of people who are now still producing content about their daily lives and about different aspects that they've also been viewing.
That's Soka Sabir chatting to us this morning about the positive things happening on the African continent. She's the editor at Africa.com, and you can go and check out the top 10 stories on their website every day about what's happening in the continent. That's a very big thank you to Soka Sabir.